in locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
Do you need a will or want to secure your family's future? Join us at the Shaw Center's semi-annual will clinic on June 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Golden View Baptist Church in Clemson. Get your will written by a volunteering attorney completely free. Plus, attend helpful workshops on heirs property, financial literacy, genealogy, and final expenses. Call 864-986-9460 to speak with Rosa and get your confidential pre-registration paperwork started today. Secure your legacy. We're here to help. ShawCenter.net.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Angry Lawyer, I'll get to you in a second. I have also ranked the Road Rage 15 top running back rooms in America. We're going to start to get to that. We make sure that college football is a part of every discussion on this, of every show, I should say, on Road Rage from 3 to 7, and have since basically early February. Because people love college football, and also people love Clemson basketball right now, and it's going to be an exciting time, an exciting season. Angry Lawyer, I'll get to you in 1 second. Hey, Ramona, speaking of exciting, did you see the video of Denzel Clark's catch, the Oakland A's center fielder? Just absolutely insane. I mean, and this guy's made several of those catches already. He's been remarkable defensively. But this catch was just something to see. First of all, at the time that he makes the catch, his feet are at least 5 feet off the ground. He uses the fence. You know, he basically climbs the fence to get his feet to that position. But he has to time that exactly right with a ball that's traveling at warp speed, and you've got to time your leap and everything else. He times it and basically climbs the friggin' fence like Spider-Man, right? So that his waist level is like above the fence. All right. And this is all like, you know, again, like all like in one insane motion. And then he has to fully extend his arm backwards. He has to reach with his glove backhanded and fully extend the arm to his left to get to the full extent of the ball, and he reels that thing back in. He catches that ball. I mean, it's just absolutely an insane impossible, impossible play. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen. You know, I hear this stuff all the time today. Hyperbole, we sensationalize everything. Every dunk's the greatest dunk ever, even though we've seen them 8 million times before, and they're not close to the greatest dunk ever. I basically am always disappointed when I click on anything that says, you know, he took a body, you know, whatever. Yeah, and then you click on it, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, just another dunk. Just another dunk. This was not just another catch. This is one of the great catches of all time from a timing standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint. To be able to do what he did was just absolutely insane. And to actually catch it and reel that thing back.
Oh, wow,
in,
yeah.
Yeah, so you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, impossible. And, it, you know, there were a lot of comments.
He almost fell over.
Yeah, he did. There were a lot of comments on it, on the catch, obviously, on social media. But my favorite one was this. Some dude wrote, imagine losing your home run parlay to this. In other words,
really?
Yeah, you made a play on Underdog, whatever. You had a home run parlay of nothing but home runs, and you just thought you were about to win, you know, some small fortune. And Spider-Man Clark goes in, reels in your home run to take your win away too. Yeah, yeah, exactly. In fact, Angry Lawyer probably did that. He seems to live under a black cloud in that regard. Hopefully, I think he had our hockey play on Friday. Angry Lawyer, how are you, Angry Lawyer? Good to have you.
No, great. How are you, Walt?
Thank you, Angry Lawyer. Good to have you.
Man, I just got 2 hours in the gym. I cut my grass, and now I'm sitting on the porch drinking an 8-ball. So it's been a good day. You know what an 8-ball is?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, there's nothing like 40 ounces old English to dry your gullet. Underdog, thank you for that hockey ball. You make a lot of money, but then when you don't say anything, I lose money. Although, last night, the Braves, they're on a one-game winning streak, and I'm riding that wave all the way to the end.
Really?
Yeah, I did a 180.
Because I'm guessing they go right back to losing. I don't see it right now.
Go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is, I hit the Friday thing. I hit Saturday as well. I hit Sunday as well, and I was living high. Then last night, I gave out two that both lost. They both went one of two. I thought I was in good shape to hit both of them. You know, one of them was a Marshawn play that I hit in 53 seconds. Shots on goal of higher than 1.5. I hit it in 53 seconds in. And then the other was Bouchard. And Bouchard had, I mean, I don't know how many shots on goal he had last night. 8, 9? I mean, I thought for sure that at some point I was going to hit that, but I did not. But my biggest play with the house money is tomorrow night on the basketball game, and that is I have TJ McConnell going higher than 6.5 points, and I have Jalen Williams going higher than 21.5.
Okay, I just wrote those down. I tell you, as much as I hate Clemson, Brad Brownell, class act, y'all's whole entire coaching staff is remarkable. Yeah. I mean, Carolina, we're doing good. But, you know, Palmieri just signed a guy from Sacred Heart. You know, we played them. He gave up 9 runs in 3 innings, and that's the kind of person we're signing.
Yeah. I was like the one voice that was sort of against the Manieri hire. Not sort of 100% against that. I just thought his ship had sailed. I thought his energy was gone. And I don't know. I saw nothing this year that would make me feel all warm and fuzzy about him.
Well, you know, when Spurrier had the fire in his eyes, and he came here and gave us our greatest years, Manieri stepped up to the podium, and I thought he had one of those wind-up things on his back like a toy.
Yeah.
He wind the thing up, and he was good for 30 minutes, and then it wound down.
Do you remember his comments in during the Clemson series, too? You know, before it began, it made you feel like, okay, he knows he's losing. I mean, like, and it made you feel like he doesn't really understand the rivalry at all. It was like, yeah, you know, if we win, great. If we don't, you know, it's okay because it's a long season. And, you know, okay, that's not really understanding the nature of South Carolina-Clemson rivalry.
Well, you know, Baggett sure knew it, because after he lost that last game, he brought up Carolina losing three straight at Clemson.
Yeah.
Hats off to him.
Yeah.
Finally, okay, you come into the 10th inning, it's tied. You got the ghost runner, and Pierce Johnson throws a wild pitch, and we lose.
That was brutal. That was a brutal way to lose, and then it got more brutal the next day.
I mean, I was cussing so loud, the possum and Sheriff Whalen came running in there thinking I was having a heart attack. But the thing is, the next day, we're up 2-1. Who did they bring in from the bullpen?
Yeah, Pierce Johnson.
And what did he do?
Gets a single
and a home run to the worst hitting guy.
You know, I was actually out then, and I heard the radio. I was on my way home, and I heard the radio. I was listening to the radio broadcast of that. And you just knew instantly. First of all, you heard the sound off the bat, and then the voices of the announcers just like, oh no, it just didn't happen again. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, they get rid of Jesse Chavez. They get rid of what's his name. They had there. They had the leading save.
Yeah.
Kimbrel, and we got this stuff in the bullpen. Just give me your idea on if Atlanta's going to make the wild card. And once again, thanks for a great show yesterday. I got on my porch at 3:00, and the ESPN thing came on, and then I became very angry, as you know I do. But y'all have a nice evening.
You,
Robert from Georgia, good call. Have a good night.
Ooh, ooh. Whoa, that's a little reverse psychology there, Ramona. Angry lawyer just said, Robert from Georgia, good call. How about that?
Yeah, I heard that.
What's going on there? Hey, let me tell you about Green Law. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS, and you're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Don't do any of that. Call my man David Green right here. Stay where your feet are, as Debo Sweeney would say. Trust me, the solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or we have an audit coming up. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can 100% change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. The local law firm. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. And David can also help you with estate planning and will planning and all that stuff. Trust me, great guy. Go see him. You'll 100% thank me later when you call him. When you go see him, tell him I sent you. It's how it works. All right, Ramona, I want to start to talk about the running backs in college football. My top 15 running back rooms and why. There will be some surprises on this list. Obviously, we're not going to cover all of this today. Some of these toward the back end are sort of, you know, we'll see. I mean, you've got to put somebody there. And I'll explain my reasons for it. There'll be one that maybe surprises people. You know, somebody just sent me, who sent it to me? I don't see it right now. But somebody sent me Phil Steele's rankings of Clemson's respective units. I would assume that Steele gets to the right place. I would definitely not agree with his unit rankings. I never do. I don't see anything. I don't buy any of those magazines, so I don't see it until somebody posts it. But I'm not in love with his work. I know some of the rest of the world seems to think so. I guess comparatively to some other things, it might not be bad. But I think he's done a pretty awful job in terms of unit rankings over the years. But, you know, so I'm not sure he can show the math, but if he wound up with the right answer in the end, which is Clemson's playing for the national title, then I think he wound up in the right place. I don't know whether he makes a conclusion like that or not. I imagine he has his own top 25 or something at some point. Whether he has that now or not, I'm not certain. And we'll get to all of that. In any case, let's start it, Ramona. We're going to need our little drum roll thing, and we're going to talk running backs in college football. We're going to talk about running backs today, tomorrow. We'll add wide receivers in the mix at some point here, and we'll do various position groups. I did the quarterbacks back at the start of February, you know, months before anybody else dared to, and we did like how many, 30, 40, I don't know, whatever it was. That's all there for you to see. The one guy that I would raise from where I had him back in early February would be C.J. Carr, the Notre Dame quarterback. I would raise him for an assortment of reasons, including I think he's going to be pretty good. And I think his receivers are actually going to be better than they've been in recent years at Notre Dame. All right, Ramona, that brings us to number 15. Number 15 is Ohio State. Look, I don't know exactly what you do with Ohio State's backfield. I just find it hard to believe that from an overall talent standpoint, they won't be in this mix. Obviously, you lose two All-American quality backs from a year ago with Henderson and Juckins. It's hard to replace guys with that, like that. They like James Peoples. They like the freshman Jackson. And then they brought in C.J. Donaldson, the senior transfer from West Virginia. Donaldson gives them a nice change of pace back. Donaldson is a big physical back. He's probably 240 pounds. I always liked the way he ran at West Virginia, so I would imagine I'm going to like the way he runs at Ohio State. So I think they have a pretty good mix and a pretty good talent pool. Look, I'm not expecting any breakout season here. I'm expecting team productivity in the running game, and that's how Ohio State gets to this point for me. Again, I don't think they're going to be elite. I think they lost too much in that regard. And I wonder a little bit about the offensive line, and only time is going to tell in that regard. But I think that when you look at, you know, who and what they are, you have to consider their talent level. And I've done that in spots here because, again, when I rank the top 15 running back rooms, for me, when I get down at 13, 14, 15, it's starting to get a little bit sparse. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. I'll tell you who team 14 is. And for team 14, we're going to go to the ACC. There's your hint. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
It's the moment you dream of, the moment you work for, train for, run wind sprints when nobody's watching for, the moment when hours of gym time, court time, prep time, all culminate into this time, the moment when millions of bounces, blocks, and boards all add up to this, your moment. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
When your loading dock equipment or garage doors aren't working properly, your business can come to a halt. That's where American Doormasters comes in. We specialize in the repair and maintenance of loading dock equipment, from dock levelers to door seals, ensuring your operation runs smoothly and efficiently. Need a new garage door or spring replacements, openers, or routine tune-ups? We've got you covered. Fast, reliable service to keep your business moving. Call American Doormasters at 864-990-3075 or visit AmericanDoormasters.com for expert service and repairs. We'll get you back on track quickly.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
What's up, Clemson family? This is former Clemson linebacker and now linebackers coach Ben Boyer. Are you looking to get in the best shape of your life for this upcoming football season? Well, look no further than The Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. You see free, you see me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a new Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. We have a huge selection of trucks on the lot and many certified used trucks as well for pleasure or business. Toyota of Easley has the truck that will work for you. Hurry on over and pick out the truck you need today. Call 864-855-2233 to make an appointment or shop toyotaofeasley.com or stop in for a test drive today.
Teams are battling for the championship, and there's no better place to get in on the intensity than ESPN Bet. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
For a lot of us, saving up a down payment can be the biggest barrier to buying a home. So Rocket Mortgage is lowering down payments to 1% for eligible home buyers with One Plus. Because everyone deserves their shot at the American dream. Call 800-4-ROCKET or visit rocket.com to get a head start on your starter home.
Rocket Mortgage, LLC. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You know, Ramona, we always talk about, like, this time of day, we get nothing but food commercials, and we're always starving by this time of day, you know, unless some thoughtful soul, you know, John brings us donuts. You know, otherwise, we're always, like, starving at this time of day. And apparently, I carried that through, Ramona. I didn't have a lot of time to eat the last couple days. So last night, Ramona, I dreamt of food.
You gotta know that's pretty bad. As God's my witness. Food.
Now,
you were home in your bed dreaming about food when there's food in your kitchen.
Right.
All you had to just wake up.
Apparently,
and
not the food I wanted. Because what I dreamed that I ate. This is as specific as it gets. Like I don't really. I never remember my dreams. This one I remember exactly. I had two huge, gigantic, industrial size. Reese's candies. I don't know where I got them. I had one giant blueberry cheese pastry.
Okay.
And I washed that down with a giant Cubano sandwich.
Oh my God.
On a big roll.
This is
a dream. That was my dream last night. I had that meal. Now I want that meal.
And then you woke up and ate one.
Yeah, right. Then I woke up and found that the covers are bare and I'm down to that 8-year-old jar of peanut butter. You know, that's
That would be depressing.
Yes.
Dreaming about stuff you don't have in your cabinet.
Right. And how I ever dreamt of that combination of things, I have no idea. You know, I don't have the slightest idea. All I know is if I had all those things, I'd eat them all right now because they're all on the like list. Okay.
Yeah,
any berry and cheese pastry would be on the like list. Reese's is on everybody's.
It's just an odd combo.
It is. It's an odd combo. And then the Cubano like came last. I don't know where that came from. I like the Cubano. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably because like the other day I was thinking that I used to get Cubanos at the grocery store and I haven't had one in a long time.
And you haven't had one.
See, these people who come up with all these reasons for your dreams, mine are never complicated. I just saw it and now I dreamt about it.
You know? And you know, they have those Reese's now that like have like chocolate fudge and stuff inside that oozes out.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Lava Reese's or something like
lava
that.
Lava Reese's?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't aware of any lava Reese's. I'll be looking that up later.
Yeah, so that might get worse on you.
Yeah, lava Reese's. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Lava Reese's, Joe.
You've been hitting the sports lab pretty hard. You know, you were going through everything, you know, not able to eat.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about that Cuban sandwich, you know, they... No, you got me hungry, Walt.
Exactly right. Yeah, those Cubano sandwiches are good. Yeah.
You know what the torture is for me, you know, up here in Daniel Boone Land, I don't have anybody to buy it from. And I'm thinking like, man, I need some donuts, but I don't have any Reese, you know, Krispy Kremes up here. So I'm Daniel Boone, Walt. It's like a food desert. You know, they got a bear on Main Street the other day.
Hey, you know? Joe. There was a bear on Main Street. Joe, you know what we'll have to play for you, Joe, the Sam Kinison clip. You know, Joe, do you know the Sam Kinison clip?
I don't remember that one.
Ramona, do we have the Sam Kinison clip?
I don't think I have it handy though.
Oh, come on. See if we have
the archive.
See if we have the Sam Kinison clip. We'll
talk because it could be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's gonna be like a minute or two. We'll see if we can find it.
I'm gonna have to, you know, hit my XL up of in Charlotte and maybe, you know, probably gonna eat squirrels next up here. You know, I mean, it's rough flooding, Walt. You know, it's kind of rough up here. But
well, Joe, your ex wide receiver ate squirrels and possums and everything else.
And he wasn't playing around either.
No, he wasn't. No, he was 100% straight. It's amazing. You're making money in the NFL and you're still eating possums. I don't know. By the way, the two of you are thinking about running to your keyboard to write me and tell me how good possums are. If you do 18 things to it, save your trouble because you're not going to convince
me. I'm not eating a possum. Right. I saw a possum run under my deck one day. Right. I'm not eating.
I'm just.
I saw a possum like, run under my deck one day. You know, plus
those things are nasty. You know,
the other thing is this: they're too dumb to eat. They're dumb and
they look like big rats.
Are they dumb or blind? I mean, yes. I can't decide if they're dumb or blind because they just go out and stand in the road and just wait to be, eviscerated by cars.
I feel like that's an emergency meat. It's like that or cannibalism.
Yes.
So you know, you go to the possum. That
emergency meat, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, possum is the 100%. Yeah, when
so you're stranded, you got a friend there and a possum. You eat the possum. Yeah. I hope
Hank Williams sung about this. Yeah. You know, single shot gun and a single shot rifle and a worn out dog and a country boy can't survive. That's when you need it. When Armageddon breaks loose, then go shoot your possum dinner.
Yeah, it is. That's the last thing.
Yeah,
but
then, you know, like we don't need that. You know, we have choices.
Thank goodness we have choices. But one thing, Walt. This is kind of like a little weeds, but you know who this guy is. I know for a fact you know who he is. Brennan Marion. He's Sacramento State, the inventor of the Go offense.
Yeah,
he's at a.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be very interested to see what he does, and quite honestly, I'll be interested to see what Odom does at Purdue. And that's a tough job, but like, I'm very interested to see how he does.
I think he's a good football coach, and I thought he got sort of a raw deal at Mizzou, and I think he's proven his worth. So yeah, Purdue is a very tough job. So we'll see how all that plays out.
And I'll leave you with these two things. I'm enjoying the downfall of Kentucky football. I saw their, assistant coach jump to Louisville. I love it, love it, love it. He came up with the Ohio recruiting plan.
Joe, what is it? And, what is it about Kentucky that gets you so badly? I
for 5 years we were in the wilderness, like we were in Siberia.
Yeah.
This is like the gulag of football.
Yeah, the gulag.
Like way, way back there, and the whole pounding their chest the whole time. And we have a good schedule this year. We took a page out of Missouri and front loaded it with some easy wins. Appreciate it.
Joe hates Kentucky. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can sign a major problem for you and your home if not addressed. You don't want to breathe that moldy, mildewy air. It's not good. That's no good. You don't want your children breathing it, that's for sure. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. They can get rid of all those problems. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, Ramona, we've gotten very far. Number 14 on the Road Rage ranking of the top running back rooms in America.
Uh-oh, hang on.
Hey, did you have any luck finding, Joe, that Sam Kinison clip?
No, it's not in here.
Oh, it's not? Look, I wasn't the biggest Sam Kinison fan, but that clip that Mark Packer used to play is just hysterical about, get in. We'll take you to where the food is. Nothing lives here. Nothing's lived here for 1,000 years. Nothing's ever going to live here. That clip, that clip, Ramona? That clip.
I know it.
That's my favorite Sam Kinison bit ever. That's absolutely hysterical. Number 14. Are we ready? Number 14 is the Pitt Panthers. They are my surprise team in the ACC this year. It starts with Desmond Reed, and then we'll see what happens beyond him. Desmond Reed rushed for 1,000. Some of these running back rooms are really, running backs, singular. But Desmond Reed rushed for 1,000 yards last year, had another 500 or 600 yards receiving. He's a little dude, but he is tough as can be. He is one of the more versatile running backs in America. He does everything well. They brought in a transfer in Justin Cook. We'll see what he does. And then Jules Goff is a redshirt freshman running back at Pitt. All right. He has basically no stats. If you're going to go look for his stats, you're not going to find any. But I'm here to tell you that at the end of the season, even though the stats don't look it, he ran really hard. I was impressed by him in that game against Toledo, and I think he has real ability. He could be the next Desmond Reed, and he's going to play. So I like this Pitt backfield situation. Pitt is number 14 on my list, and again, I think that Pittsburgh is going to have a very good season and a surprising season for many. Number 13 is also going to surprise people, Ramona. Number 13.
Why'd you pause?
Well, this one.
I didn't think you heard the drum roll.
So I heard
you paused, so I thought. Oh,
How do you think I did not hear a drum roll?
I don't know. Yeah. I talk through my microphone. You don't hear a word I say.
That's different.
So hey.
That's different.
What do I know that you hear?
My ears are tuned to tune you out.
That's pretty bad, considering I have to tell you stuff.
My ears are in no Ramona zone.
Apparently.
Hey, so number 13 is going to be a surprise as well. I'll get to your calls in a second. But number 13, believe it or not, is Clemson. And let me state my case. why would I have a running back room that's 13 in which basically nobody's played? Well, because part of this business is talent analysis. And when I told you a number of years back that Etienne would be the best running back in Clemson football history, he was a 3- or 4-star running back out of Louisiana. And nobody believed that either. But he went on to become, what, the best running back in Clemson football history, right? Well, I think Gideon Davidson is a comparable talent. He's different. He's not the same. But I think he's a comparable talent. And I think he's going to do amazing things at Clemson if he stays healthy. There's another part of this before I get to the rest of it. A year ago, Phil Maffa rushed for 1,000 yards when he was banged up all season long. At the end of the season, he was completely ineffective despite giving his best effort because he was hurt. And yet, he rushed for 1,000 yards. You can't evaluate positions in a vacuum. Well, you can, but you'll be wrong. You have to evaluate not just the position, but also elements around the position. And while I don't agree with Phil Steele, who ranks Clemson's offensive line the second best in America, I think that Clemson's offensive line is going to be the best group that we've seen, as I've said, in a while. Again, I don't think they're great, but I think they're going to be good. And good is going to be good enough. And so what you had at Clemson last year was you had a back who wasn't healthy, running in an offense that was still trying to figure itself out, rush for 1,000 yards, all right? Now, I'm going to have a stable of backs that are healthy, that healthy are better than an injured Maffa. I think that Gideon Davidson, you know, we've already heard about the leadership qualities he possesses, but from a football standpoint, this is a guy who ran a 10-6-8, something like that, 100 meters. This, again, memory, it's 10-6-8, I think. Ran 10-6-8, 100 meters. He has a Le'Veon Bell-type patience as a runner. He has great vision, really important in great runners. He sees the cutback lanes, but he will follow his blockers, which is really rare for a young running back. I just think Gideon Davidson has the chance to be the next truly special Clemson runner. But even in consideration of that, Adam Randall, David Eze, you know, I think that this is a backfield that has talent, and I think they're going to these running backs are going to play in an offense that that is going to have balance, that can throw, that has a quarterback and wide receiver room that are both very good, that the offensive line is going to be improved. So for all those reasons, I've said all along, I think the Clemson running back room is going to surprise. I knew that it would be perceived as a national weakness, but I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's going to be a weakness. I think it's going to be a surprising, an additional strength. I think the offense as a whole is going to be very good, but I think the talent level and having more healthy guys and the versatility, the number of different pieces is going to make Clemson's running back situation one of the better situations in the country. I think that'll be the surprising area of this team this year. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. I'll tell you who 12 is. Is it 12? Yes, 12 is, and why on the other side.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
A big focus in our country today is our health, and more people are looking beyond pills and steroids and surgery. And this is where QC Kinetics may be able to help you. Since 2018, they've helped tens of thousands of people with joint pain. The truth is that regenerative medicine, it used to be an alternative treatment, but now it is mainstream. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader, and they made this a mainstream type of help. So if you've got knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, joint pain, then this can go away. And one of the things I love about QC Kinetics is they're not masking the pain. They're going straight to the source of it. So say goodbye to chronic pain and live your best life. Get back to that active lifestyle that you want this summer, and you can do it at QC Kinetics. A couple different ways. Get in touch with them in Greenville and in Asheville. Call them today, 864-448-3772. In Greenville and in Asheville again, 864-448-3772.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
America is facing a health crisis, and the answer isn't more meds. John Hite here, and I was able to drop 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss plan without taking Ozempic or any weight loss shots. I'm not going to be on medication, and I refuse to be when it comes to my weight loss, especially when these drug companies are out here just replicating GLP-1, the product in products like Ozempic that help some people lose weight, but then they just come with these massive side effects, the high costs, and all your weight comes back when you're done with the program, but not with PhD weight loss. You're going to actually drop the pounds faster the natural way. Yes, the natural way. Right now, to get started with PhD Weight Loss, they're offering you a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. In less than 5 minutes, you'll know what's really going on inside your body. Visceral fat, muscle, bone, metabolic age, and more. It will tell them the exact program you'll need to flip your fat-burning switch on and produce that GLP-1, most importantly, without a shot. And the body scan is totally free. Call now to book your consultation at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
What's going on, everybody? Faxon Childress here from Facts on Sports. As always, I'll be live alongside John Hite from 9 a.m. to noon on this Wednesday's edition of the program. There's a lot to discuss. We're going to preview the Omaha 8, talk about pitching matchups, who's got the advantage, who got a bad draw, and more. NBA Finals Game 3 on the horizon with it knotted at 1-1. We've got Stanley Cup Finals. So much going on in the sports world, and can't forget about that U.S. Open either. Full breakdowns of everything in the sports world from 9 a.m. to noon every Monday through Friday. We'll see you soon.
Summer's right around the corner. Are you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you've put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
It's bow time. The only thing you want after a made-from-scratch Bojangles biscuit with juicy country ham is another one. For a limited time, get two ham biscuits for $5. That's two fluffy country ham biscuits. Cravings meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
The Roar. The only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out.
Everybody, Texture 678 said, Walt, you take some possum hindquarters and some Brussels sprouts and you got some good eating. that is well done, 678. Thank you. Just shoot me. You know, honestly, Ramona, Brussels sprouts, the only thing in the world would make me want to eat possum.
You know, cheese possum over the right. Yeah, sprouts. Right.
Put those two, starve me for like 2 weeks, put those two things on the table, and I promise you, I'll eat the possum first.
And you'll say, it tastes like chicken.
That's right. If you don't eat for 2 weeks, everything tastes like chicken. Maybe not 2 weeks. Would you survive 2 weeks? Yeah, I guess you would survive 2 weeks. The same texter said, come on, Walt, 13. I think by season's end, you'll be ranking them third. Third, Ramona. Somebody sent me the Steel rankings earlier, the Phil Steel rankings, I guess, of all of Clemson's groups that was sent. And the Clemson running back room was in the 30s. In the 30s, despite the guy putting Clemson's offensive line too, that's dumb. That little combo right there is dumb. But so again, this is like the Illini J thing with Illinois. You know, where I ranked Illinois 14th, and Jay didn't like that at the time nationally, and then Jay found out today that ESPN's ranked them 12th in their league. So
that ain't good.
So now Jay is calling back, thanking me for putting them 14th nationally. So this is the same kind of deal. Third is probably a little lofty unless Gideon Davidson becomes the star that I think he will. And then, you know, we'll see. I mean, look, I can't put him higher than 13th at the moment because none of them have played. All right. 13 is a projection. It's a positive projection on what I think is going to happen. Actually, when I opened that text room, I thought it was going to say, come on, Walt, you can't possibly put Clemson 13th. No, it was the opposite. How about that? You can get in if you want, 654-767. Texas, Austin from Pendleton here. Who wins the College World Series? Coastal and Murray State in the finals. Coastal wins. I like it, Austin. Look, why not? They've done it before. They have great pitching. Coastal has great pitching, and Murray State can rake. All right, Texter 940 said, is running back Adam Randall going to start at running back? Look, I think... by game 4 or 5, it's going to be Gideon Davidson. But I think Adam Randall is going to play, and I think he's going to be a factor. So, yeah, all those things are true. I need to take care of some business. Before we move forward, let me tell you about our friends. And when I say our friends, Ramona, I mean us at Burn Digital, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. There are so many important words in those few words, including local. See, you know, there are other major companies that deal in digital marketing. They just don't do it as well. They don't do it with the same degree of attentiveness. They're not always there for you like we are. We are tip of the spear. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, you hear on air and you hear the ads and everything else, but there's a whole nother side to this business, and it is Burn Digital. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both big and small screens with services like geofencing. We reach your exact local audience, and I mean exact. I mean, like, we target your exact local audience to a degree that nobody else can, and part of that is being local. Part of it's our technology. Look, get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market better than anybody, and we have the 100% of the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy. It just can't be beaten. And this is how you unlock your business's full potential. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. I promise you'll thank us later. You know, if you think like what we do for our advertisers is great here, it is. Because, you know, first of all, we believe in all our advertisers. And so we 100% go to bat for them. And it's remarkably successful. But what I'm telling you is you only see the 50% above the ground. You know, there's a 50%, another 50% that you don't see that is the digital marketing part of it. And it's equally important to a successful business campaign. So trust me when I tell you that. So do it. You'll thank me later. All right, we're not going to get too far today, obviously, Ramona, but let's run it back. Number 12. Number 12 is Bengal Johns go like this, Ramona. Number 12 is LSU. LSU's not had a running game really since Brian Kelly got there. They finally found a running game in the freshman Caden Durham. Durham is the reason LSU's here. Durham rushed for, I want to say, just short of 800 yards last year, but his talent was evident for a team that, again, in recent years has not been able to establish any featured back at all. That's been their problem. They've thrown transfer portal players at it. None of them have really worked. They now actually have an answer in Caden Durham. And you know, again, this is another of those situations where I can give you other guys. But for right now, the LSU running back room is Caden Durham. They need Caden Durham to blossom into a 1,200-yard rusher this year, and that's what I think he does. I think he becomes a 1,200-yard SEC rusher, and I think he makes that whole offensive operation much more dangerous. He will help Nussmeier and company, or again, they've not had a running game, and Nussmeier is not a running quarterback. Nussmeier threw for over 4,000 yards last year in the SEC without real wide receivers, where really his best receiver was his young tight end, 21-year-old Mason Taylor. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Lake Kiwi has employee pricing for everybody. That's for Ramona, for me, for all of you. Big news, car and truck shoppers. Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford have employee pricing for everyone available until the end of the month. That means you pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And now you can get it all at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had you ride a new truck? Now's the time to buy, because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now is the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams, his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. The selection's unparalleled. The price is unparalleled. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Sunoco and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. And so while when you say the price is unparalleled, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. That's right. They guarantee they have the best price. When you go to Lake Kiwi, you are getting every available discount. So you're not just getting the employee discount. I mean, if you're military, you get that discount. You know, whatever the discounts, whatever available discount can be applied, Lake Kiwi does apply it, and therefore they guarantee you that they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy from somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So go see my good friend Mark's incredible crew. I 100% promise you, you will thank me later. All right, Ramona, LSU, Caden Durham in LSU is running back room number 12. And again, I've explained the reasons. I think Durham is going to be a star. I think he's that gifted a player. So he is, what is going on with my mouse? I have no idea what that is right there. Okay. I settled it down. I killed the mouse, Ramona. I stopped it from moving. It needed to be stopped. Number 11, Ramona. Number 11 is a team that couldn't run the ball last year. Number 11 is a team that did not really try to run the ball last year. They never committed to running the football, which is odd because that's where their bread and butter was built before they started winning national championships and they became a pass-first football team in winning national championships. By now, you figured it out. Number 11 is Georgia. And it starts with Nate Frazier. Look, I've made this comp before. Nate Frazier reminds me at the similar stage of a young Cadillac Williams. I think Frazier is really gifted. I want to see what it looks like when he's the featured guy. You know, he sort of split time this year. You know, I don't know if he was even in the doghouse for a little bit. He rushed for, you know, 650 yards, something like that, on 5 yards of carry. While they have other backs that are going to be a part of this conversation, like McCray, Robinson, et cetera, make no mistake about it, Nate Frazier's the guy. And I think if Georgia commits to running the football, And their offensive line plays better than it did last season, then I expect that Nate Frazier should be a 1,000-yard rusher and that Georgia should find their run game again. That would be part of, you know, a texter asked me earlier where I put Georgia in the poll, my ranking. He didn't get to hear it. And I put them seventh. But that would be a part of a revitalized Georgia, a team that, look, for me, Georgia is one of the more interesting teams in terms of the upcoming season because, again, the last 2 years they were basically a near unanimous choice to be the national champ before the year, near unanimous number one. I, of course, told you that they were not only not number one, that they would not play for the national championship the last 2 years, and they did not. I had reasons for it, obviously, and the reasons proved to be correct. Now, this year, I'm not picking Georgia to play for a national title. I'm also not picking their demise. And I sort of think that this is the first year in the last, will be the first year in the last three, that Georgia has some sort of chance. I'm not ruling them out as I ruled them out the previous 2 years. I think it starts with a little different approach. It starts with Gunnar Stockton at quarterback, who is not a flatliner, who gives you a little bit of it factor. He also gives you a little bit of running ability. He can extend plays. There's a toughness and a grit to him. We saw that. I think the kid brings that. I also think he fits Georgia. I mean, what did we learn? He was driving like an old F-150, you know, where the guy who fled was driving a Lambo at like under the speed limit. You know, you know, Rona, on the list of things that you either respect or don't respect, I respect most of those Georgia speeders and road rule violators a lot more than I expect a guy who buys a Lambo and never gets caught for speeding. You know what I mean? I mean, you buy a Lamborghini and never get caught for speeding. I don't like you. I'm like cussing you. Like, why did you buy that car? Especially like if you're in my way, you know?
Oh yeah. That right. Matters.
Yeah. Like I see people often who are driving around in like, you know, really fancy, sometimes $200,000 Corvettes, and they're driving them like you would drive like an old VW Beetle. You know, they're just in the way. They don't get, and I'm like, why did you buy the vehicle? You know, I mean, I don't understand why you would invest that type of money in that type of vehicle and not drive it at all. You know, I mean, yeah, look, you may face a speeding violation or 12 like Ramona has, but the reality is if you can afford a $200,000 vet, you can probably afford the tickets.
Oh, that was all their money. They have no money left.
Oh, I need to tell you the BMW convertible BMW story from the highway that I told you. I think I may have told this one time, but the installation story, I don't have time for it today. Remind me about that tomorrow. We'll pick up there. So we'll leave off at a nice round number. Tomorrow there will be 10. I'll tell you who the top 10 running back rooms in America on Road Rage. I'll see you then.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
And people that have your back. I'm Kenny Mullins for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 613. If the second option sounds better to you, come join us. Visit IBEW613.org and click join us.
You're listening to Atlanta Braves Baseball right here on the Roar, 105.5 and 97.5 FM, where every day is game day.